This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Congress has opened President Trump's impeachment trial. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
In a packed Senate chamber, the sergeant-at-arms escorted in the House.
755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Schiff read the two articles charging the president with abuse of power and obstructing Congress. It's just the third president.
Is at hand.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not be an impartial juror, but will be among the lawmakers swearing an oath to deliver impartial justice. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And Senator McConnell and the rest of the Senate has taken that oath, as well as Chief Justice John Roberts being sworn in to oversee the trial. The trial has adjourned. Partisan watchdog group said the White House violated federal law by withholding aid to Ukraine. Zachary Gelman reports.
The nonpartisan Government Accountability Office set a temporary hold on $391 million of assistance placed by the White House's Office of Management and Budget was, quote, not permitted. Writing, faithful execution of the law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law. The decision by the GAO delivers a blow to the president just as his impeachment trial gets.
And the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The governments of countries that lost citizens when Iran shot down a Ukrainian jetliner demanded that Tehran accept full responsibility. And get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
The foreign ministers of Canada, the UK, Afghanistan, Sweden and Ukraine issued the statement after a meeting at the Canadian High Commission on Trafalgar Square. The nationalities of victims other than Iranians included 57 Canadians, as well as 11 Ukrainians, 17 people from Sweden, 4 Afghans and 4 British citizens. The Canadian Foreign Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, said although Iran had accepted responsibility, Canada wants closure, accountability, transparency and justice through a full investigation. Karen Chamas, London.
Russia's ruling party on Thursday unanimously backed President Vladimir Putin's surprise choice for Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin, a man with almost no political profile. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Former Premier Dmitry Medvedev and his cabinet stepped down on Wednesday, making way for Mikhail Mishustin, the 53-year-old head of the tax service. He has little public profile except having been known to play ice hockey with Putin and had not been spoken of as a potential candidate. These factors are seemingly part of Putin's strategy to open up opportunity to diminish the powers of the presidency and beef up those of the prime minister. Analysts have called Mishustin a technocratic placeholder. He will inevitably be viewed as a possible successor to a shrunken presidency, as will members of his cabinet, many of whom are expected to be new to government.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. The U.S. Senate approved a new North American trade agreement Thursday, a key victory for President Donald Trump. The 100-member Senate approved the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, by an 89-10 bipartisan vote. The president will now sign it into law. The USMCA replaces the 25-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement. U.S. retail sales rose at a solid pace last month, evidence that Americans were willing to spend during the winter holidays. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Holiday shopping got off to a slow start, with November sales actually dropping. But sales rebounded in December. The Commerce Department says retail sales were up 0.3% overall and 0.5% when auto dealers and gas stations are taken out of the picture. Doing well were electronics and appliance stores, home and garden centers, grocery stores, and clothing shops. Department stores, however, reported a sharp 0.8% drop in sales, the second straight monthly decline as Americans appear to be avoiding older chains. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. The best music. Now.